In the spirit of reconciliation, the entire team at Curious Freedom acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connection to land, waters, and community. We acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. It always was and always will be Aboriginal land. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders people listening today. I would like to acknowledge in particular the Darug people, who are the original custodians on the land on which I record this podcast. Thank you for showing us what curious freedom can look like. Hi, and welcome back to the Curious Freedom Podcast. I am Kirsty Faruja, and today we are going to be exploring the role of humour when it comes to decluttering. It's a lighthearted topic, but one that holds profound significance in our journey towards simplicity and calmness in our house. So grab a cup of tea, sit back, and let's have a chat about why we need humour when decluttering. This is not going to be a very long episode, I don't think. Not because I'm not hysterically funny, but because it's school holidays here and I am being called away by my children to go and hang out with them, which is, you know, the purpose of my life is one of the purposes is to be a great mum. So just off the top, I wanted to let you know that this will be a short and sharp episode. So decluttering is all about simplifying our lives, letting go of what no longer serves us, and creating space for what truly matters. But I know that you know it can be an overwhelming and emotionally challenging process. And that's why humor can come in and save the day. So, firstly, lightening the mood with laughter. So we know that decluttering can be an intimidating task, and the thought of sorting through years of accumulated stuff can be really daunting. But don't worry, humor is your secret weapon here. You know, and I know, that laughter releases endorphins, those wonderful chemicals that make us feel so good. So here's my tip. Turn on your favorite stand-up comedy show or listen to a funny podcast while you declutter. The laughter will lift your spirits, reduce your stress, and make the whole experience much more enjoyable. Now, I know that not everybody finds me funny, but I do have a big back catalog of podcast episodes, and many of them have got very lighthearted, funny moments in them. So feel free to go back. Choose one of the episodes for whichever area of your house that you're wanting to declutter and go and listen to that and see if that doesn't help you by having a friendly voice in your ear, maybe or maybe not, saying some silly things and see if that helps. Secondly, laughing can help us to detach from our possessions. So we all have emotional attachments to certain belongings, whether it's an old childhood toy or a gift from a loved one, but sometimes these attachments can hinder our ability to declutter effectively. Humor can help put things into perspective. By finding the lighter side of the situation, we can see our possessions for what they are. Just objects. We can let go of the emotional weight and make more rational decisions about what to keep and what to discard. And I'm going to give you a couple of quick stories about that in a minute. So thirdly, laughter and humor can help spark creativity and problem solving. Decluttering involves making decisions about what to do with each item that we encounter, and it's not always easy to figure out the best course of action. However, humor has a magical ability to spark our creativity. So, next time you're stuck as to what to do with an item, whether to let it go or keep it, I want you to think of a ridiculous way that you could use that item. Think of a ridiculous way that somebody might use it if they found it in an op shop or a thrift shop. And that might actually help you to see whether or not it's something that you do want to use and keep, or if it's something that you want to let go and let somebody at the op shop potentially use it in a ridiculous, ridiculous way. I know that in the past, I've found items with clients and they haven't known what it is used for. Like we might be in a kitchen and I'll go, hey, do you know what this is? Do you know why you bought it? And they're like, I don't even remember buying it. I don't know if it's even mine. And so we'll use those opportunities sometimes to think up a ridiculous use for that item. So it might be, you know, brushing your guinea pig's hair. That's why you bought it for, you know, whatever it could be. And again, you could use your imagination to be outrageous in your storytelling about, oh, okay, somebody's going to find this at the op shop and they're going to do this, this, and that with it. So be ridiculous. Think of fun things. And it might actually help you, that creativity and using your imagination, it might actually help you to problem solve and to decide, actually, I don't need to keep this. And, you know, the likelihood of me using it in a ridiculous way or somebody else using it in a ridiculous way rather than the purpose it was intended for. Not that you always know that when you find weird and wonderful objects, but you might then go, oh, okay, I can let this go now. Now, another thing about laughter and humor is that it builds resilience. So decluttering isn't a one and done task. It's an ongoing journey. It requires persistence, patience, and the ability to bounce back from setbacks. So humor is a powerful tool for building resilience. When we can laugh at our mistakes, our setbacks, our poor spending choices, perhaps, or even the absurdity of certain circumstances or situations, we become more resilient. We learn not to take things too seriously and we keep going even when things get tough. So I wanted to ask you, have you ever found old clothes and wondered how you could have ever fitted into them? Instead of getting upset or shaming yourself, why don't you see if you can try them on for fun? See which part of you can get into it. I know I've had clients like try and get into old jeans and then seen them jumping around the room. We've all been there. It's funny. There's nothing for it but laughter. So laugh and let them go. Recently at a client's, she asked me if I have thoughts sometimes that I just wouldn't say out loud to clients. And that got us thinking and joking about doing a Karen's Diner podcast episode. So for those of you who don't know what Karen's Diner is, it is a restaurant chain where the waitresses speak to you like the Karens of the pandemic. So they swear at you, they yell at you, they tell you where to go. And so we were having a good old laugh about, imagine me doing a podcast and where I just said all the worst things that I could possibly say to people around their decluttering. And that made us laugh a lot because one, I would never do that. And two, you don't want to hear some of the worst thoughts that I have ever had. They're not kind. I'm not a kind person. I am. That's why I don't say them. So I've also found a lot of old sunnies at a client's house. And so we took photos of me in all the different sunnies. And so we had a good laugh at that as well. I've had so many hysterical moments with clients. I try to bring humor into when appropriate. Obviously, I'm not laughing at somebody when I'm crying. I'm not laughing. I'm never laughing at clients. I'm laughing, hopefully, with clients. And I use humor often to lighten moods and to get clients to see the funny side of the situation. Actually, I do laugh at clients. Because sometimes the stories that they tell themselves are quite funny. I'm thinking of one particular client where she can think of a reason to hold on to anything. I'm often poking fun in love at her around those stories that she's telling herself and really bringing her back to the purpose of why I'm there and why she's hired me is to actually get her house to look how she wants it to and to align with her values and the vision that her and her family have of her home. And so when I see her self-sabotaging, when I see her, the stories that she's telling herself go against what it is that we're trying to achieve, because she has chosen to have me into her home and she has chosen to do the work of decluttering. Like, we laugh so much at what it is that she is sabotaging by coming up with lots of reasons and lots of reasons why she should keep certain things. So anyway, I often am in stitches with my clients around some funny stories that they're telling themselves and funny stories that we uncover. You know, we'll often find items and the stories behind those items are hysterical. That's why I just want to encourage you to, next time you're feeling that this decluttering is overwhelming and it's too hard, how can you bring humor to it? How can you, in love, make fun of yourself and the choices that you've had and that you've made, and make fun in a loving and caring way to motivate you to move and change and to, you know, to achieve the vision that you have for your home. Yeah, as I said before, next time you're decluttering, maybe try put on a comedy podcast or your favorite comedy movie or TV show in the background. As I said, plenty of my older podcasts have funny moments in them where we've been laughing too. Yeah. Hopefully today, the idea of using humor to be a catalyst for transformation during the decluttering process helps not only lightens the mood for you in the moment, but it can also bring out your creativity, your resilience, and your ability to let things go when you can see the funny side of things or the ridiculousness of the stories that you may be telling yourself around your things and why you need to keep it, because just in case, and the scenario might be quite amusing. So as we wrap up today's episode, let's remember the power of humor when decluttering and embrace the lighter side of the process. Share a good laugh with our Facebook community. Come into the Facebook community and share a story that will make us laugh around something that you found hard to let go of or that you found easy to let go of. Or maybe it's a story of something ridiculous that you found in your decluttering process and you didn't even know what the purpose of that item was. So really want to encourage you to find joy in the little moments and laugh and have fun. It doesn't have to be an overwhelming, daunting, horrible task. It can be fun. You can find the funny side of things and you can laugh your way through it. So again, thank you for allowing me to have a short and sharp episode. If you want me to come in and pick on you, that's not my heart. My heart is to love you through the process. And sometimes it's appropriate to have a good laugh and to hold a mirror up to you. So if that sounds like something that you would like, then get in contact. My team and I love sharing the lighter moments with you. Love watching you discover your laughter as you declutter. So get in contact with me and we would love to come in and help you. Again, come over to the Facebook group and share your funny stories with us this week. And let me know if you have a funny decluttering story, if you've got any questions or suggestions for further episodes. So thank you again, Lauren, for this suggestion for this episode. And I will catch you again next week. And until then, happy decluttering, curious ones. Bye.